They are singing this song all over Ukraine today. Let's find out why. Joseph Lindsley is in Lviv. Hi, Joe.
She'd not been 2 weeks from shore. Bob, good afternoon from Lviv. Today, this song and actually this whole genre of sea shanties is popular because, as they say, once again, the Ukrainians have promoted a Russian ship to submarine class, which is the way everyone says that last night Ukrainians used drones to sink yet another Russian ship in the Black Sea. And so I was traveling from Kyiv today on the train, and whether it's on online or in the cafe car in the train, you hear people sharing this song or similar songs and humming these sort of joyful Irish sea shanty tunes. Also appropriate as we enter the month of St. Patrick's here. It's important to notice these victories and to make sure the world hears about them. Ukraine does not really have a navy, and just as they've been able to do in the sky the past couple weeks by destroying more than 10 Russian fighter jets, we're seeing continued success just about every 2 weeks in the Black Sea. And meanwhile, here I arrived in Lviv today. I've been gone for more than 2 months, in Kyiv and in Kharkiv, near the Russian border. And, in a couple ways, it was 55 degrees today and sunny here. And I went for a run. There's two little mountains in the middle of the city of Lviv, one called the High Castle and one called the Bald Mountain, and a beautiful spring day. And as I'm running through the park, I can smell that there's a cafe in the park and there's a big black cauldron where they cook this borscht, this very smoky, hearty stew. And I smell the aroma of that along with the smells of spring. And I'm thinking two things. One, it's hard to imagine. Just a few weeks ago, I was in Kharkiv, frequently under missile attack, often with missiles hitting just a block or two from me, and thinking, how did I survive that, along with everyone around me? But also, once again, realizing that, the fact that it is spring, there is naturally a sense of hope with that season, but especially because it was not a bad winter throughout Ukraine and Ukrainian cities. And as one of the parks I was running through today, I remember last year there was a massive sort of yurt, like a big tent in the park where people went to get heat and to charge their cell phones. None of that happened this past winter. Every cafe, even here in Lviv, and restaurant and hotel had generators at the ready. They never had to use them. So once again, as I'm going through this city, the beautiful cobbled winding lanes of Lviv amid the yellow streetcars, and the city's packed, it's full with people, and knowing this news of yet another Russian ship being sunk, there is a sense of hope in the air today. And as I discovered this news when I was on the train, and I'd fallen asleep. It was a morning train from about 6 in the morning until noon. And I woke up, and I knew instantly when I woke up that I was in this western region of Ukraine called Galicia, because the soil is so black. It's so full, it's so full of nutrients. And the hills are, unlike in eastern Ukraine, it's rolling hills as they become mountains. And in every village and even just in the middle of a field, this landscape is full of churches. And the churches usually have gold domes, sometimes blue domes. And it's always three domes. There's one middle tall one and then two smaller ones. And as I always think of them as sort of ships, in this on the horizon amid the fields of western Ukraine, these gold domed, like three masted ships. And then as I'm sort of always poetically reflecting on that, I finally got cell service and I began to watch the videos of what happened in the Black Sea last night. And it was right near the Kerch Bridge, which is a bridge that Russians built from mainland Russia to the Crimean Peninsula after they took it from Ukraine in 2014. And, there was a leak from Germany a couple days ago that the Russians made a big deal of, but the Germans have been reluctant to send long-range weapons. And this leak sort of confirmed the German reluctance because they don't want Ukrainians to hit that bridge. Well, what happened last night, Ukrainians sent drones, sort of a fleet of these small drones that fly low over the water to attack that ship in the vicinity of the bridge, showing that they have the ability to reach that area. And if you have the chance, you can look it up and watch the videos, because each drone has a camera on it, and so you can see the attack from multiple angles. And then the camera, of course, shuts off right before the moment of impact, and then you can see the attack from another side, and you begin to see piece by piece the ship blowing up. So for anyone who has supported Ukraine in some way, I would encourage you to watch that video, maybe crank up the sea shanty music and feel a part of this, because these moments do matter a lot, and they should put a smile on people's faces.
So with no Navy, the only way the Ukrainians can attack these Russian ships is with the drones, right?
Yeah, in fact, in the official reports, they say, that this is mainly a project of Ukraine's Ministry of Digital Transformation, which is a ministry created in the, in the time of relative peace before the big invasion, to make it easier. You don't have to go to the Social Security office. Everything is on your phone. Well, so that ministry is now involved in bringing down the Russian Navy. And the ship that was sunk, the Serhiy Kotov, was a fairly new ship. I mean, maybe a decade or so, a little bit older than that. But, it was a very powerful and expensive part of the Russian Navy. And a combination of the military sort of intelligence unit, the HUR, and this Ministry of Digital Transformation, like tech nerds, that brought down yet another Russian ship.
Amazing. Joseph Lindsley in Lviv, I'll let you go get some borscht. Although I got to tell you, when my mom used to make borscht for my dad, it was cold, and that's why I never tasted it. I don't like cold soup, but I guess they do it a little differently there, don't they?
In the summertime, you could have it cold, but it's still time for a hot borscht. And it's funny, I don't know if you were spying on me, Bob, because I just had a bowl of borscht as I arrived moments ago. So I've already had my borscht, and then they serve it with garlic. And until you eat it, it might sound bizarre, but the roasted pork fatback, it's not roasted, it's raw pork fatback, raw but cured, always served with borscht along with garlic and green onions. You feel strong after that.
Yeah, well, you need it. Appreciate it. Thank you very much, Joseph.
Until tomorrow. Thank you, Bob.